Anything else?
Marlene?
Yes.
Could you speak to the royal family and the there in England?
What do you want me to tell you?
Well, because I know that they
we honestly cleaned them up.
They were renovating the palace, right?
Okay, well they renovated it.
Yeah, so they're.
I know Prince Andrew was kicked out. That was last year.
I think they're gone. Yeah.
They're gone.
Yeah, they're gone.
Wow, history.
What about the Rothschilds?
Some of them are gone, not all. Mm-hmm. What about that guy, the Rothschild, that had a heart attack? Was that real?
No.
That's
what I thought. Did they have Soros arrested?
Yes.
Oh. They got Soros.
Really?
What about Bill Gates?
Gone.
What about Bill Gates?
Gone.
Gates is gone?
Yeah, we don't worry about him either.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah, what do you mean gone?
Bill and Melinda Gates are deceased.
So these are actors playing their parts?
You haven't seen them.
We haven't seen them in a while back.
You haven't seen them.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of them. Like, all the ones on the upper echelon, they are what we call
doppelgangers.
Clones. Mm-hmm. They all have clones or doubles. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton,
Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Probably Camellia Harris, but I don't know that one for sure.
Harris.
I'm gonna be honest with you, that one I don't know for sure. So if you do, but if you see AOC and she's in the news, you'll see an old video or you'll see just a still picture. You will not see her running her mouth and saying those words. You will not.
Is she gone also?
She history.
What do you mean history? For treason?
For treason. You know, AOC, I can't tell you. I think hers was treason. I don't know that she was involved in the sex stuff. But most of these other ones, like the Bill and Melinda Gates and Soros and Clintons and Obamas, they're all involved in that sex stuff.
Yeah.
They're all into the witchery and...
Is
Camellia Harris,
doubles?
Huh?
Obama's the doubles? Were those doubles we saw?
Doubles.
So where's Obama now? Is he gone?
I don't know that he's been executed yet, but he's going to be. He's been arrested.
So are these people in Gitmo? Are they all dead?
They're either in Gitmo or they've been executed. Not very many have been executed, but some have.
How do they keep this under wraps? How does this not get out into the news somehow?
Who's going to tell you?
Yeah.
The news, the people, the mainstream media is part of this.
Yeah.
They're part of the CCP.
The CCP and our CIA run the media. They run it for a long time. The Jack Dorsey, the Zuckerberg, all the people that own, six corporations own all the media in the whole world.
Yeah.
They're all part of it. Every single bit of it. So that there is not one thing that anybody tells me right now on the news that's right. Not one.
Do you have any idea when we'll know this?
You may never know some of this stuff.
What about,
they're not going to tell
you. You'll know about the arrests. You might know about the arrests. You'll probably never know what they were charged with, and you'll probably never know what really happened to them. People are not ready for that. They're not ready to know that they've been executed. A lot of Christians, I was appalled when I thought about it at first. And then the military showed me the whole child sex thing underground. Actually, execution is too good for them. I'm telling you, those people are evil to the word times 10.
Is this also connected in with the whole China harvesting of all the organs?
That's correct.
Because I was going to say,
that all goes together. The Communist Chinese Party. Here's a good one for you. You'll never guess this one either. Remember the little chunky guy from North Korea that caused all the shit that is like a dictator? He's a dictator because the Chinese Communist Party rules him, right?
Yes, right.
He doesn't want any part of being a dictator. He wants his country to be free.
What?
So that is an absolute facade that he plays to save his life. He does not want any part of that. The things that happen in his country is strictly ruled by the Chinese Communist Party and probably the American Communist Party, for all I know.
I have a question. How can she be for us to take down the cabal, but yet he's doing all this stuff in his country?
He's not doing anything.
He's not doing anything?
No, it's like President Trump in our cabal right here in the United States.
Okay, it's
you know,
country
you,
that's involved in
that. That's correct. So what happens is, we had President Trump, they had President Xi, right? We had the American Communist Party, the cabal running this country for the last decade or two, really heavily. They have the communist Chinese Communist Party running theirs. It's no different.
Yeah.
We were just not at the same spot they were yet.
So
he but we were
the
about
same
there.
Spot for getting rid of these people, for whatever his reason.
The Chinese Communist Party is probably going to come down before he's brought forth to be a president of our country again. That's how close we are to taking down
that's,
the Chinese Communist
and,
Party.
And that's why Charles Flynn is put in.
That is correct.
Of the Pacific Fleet.
Yes. That is correct.
And I've heard that they're going to do it with Taiwan.
That is correct.
I knew that we had two carrier task forces out there and
take over China and take over the communist China, get rid of the communist Chinese party through Taiwan with the United States.
That's correct.
And that should happen. It's imminent.
It's imminent. I'd like to think in 30 days at the very most, 45.
How do you take down a party like that?
Same way we're taking down the cabal.
It's our military.
Supposedly, I heard that Xi invited them in, has invited us pretty much in. Is that?
That is correct. Those four leaders are all working together, one country at a time. Putin, Moody, Trump, and Xi.
What about this coronavirus? That's what I don't know.
That's off the map.
It's not existent. It's a made up piece of crap.
Yeah.
It's gonna go away. Don't even worry about it.
So you spoke of the U.S. military. I want to highlight a small country. China has the largest military in the world.
Actually, the United States does.
They have more guns.
Well, we do, but we're also invading their country, which is where they reside.
We're not invading anything. Once you take down the leader of that, the top 5-10 leaders of that Communist Party, they're done. There's nothing there. Yeah, those people in those military don't want to be communists anymore than the man in the moon. So in the leaders for the power.
Wasn't China and Canada?
They're still there. 75,000 troops in Canada, 175,000 Mexico.
Why are they in Canada?
Well, because Biden had invited them to invade the country in case Trump didn't let him get elected.
Oh. Hence the treason.
Can you repeat that? Yeah, repeat that one more time.
Okay, there's 75,000 communist China troops, Chinese troops in Canada. There's 175 on our southern border in Mexico. And they were invited there by Biden through those two liberal leaders, Trudeau and whoever the hell Mexico's
he's
got in there.
He's a jerk.
And so Trudeau is, yes.
Yes.
And so he's been arrested, just so you know.
All right.
He's on house arrest, though, so it's going to be a minute before we get rid of his ass, but he's gone. And so they were invited there through those leaders by Biden. And he had made a deal because he's in the pocket of the Communist Chinese Party that they were going to invade the United States if Trump didn't let Biden be inaugurated.
Are they still there? Are they?
No, they're still there.
So are they a threat?
No.
No.
That is not though.
When we have we're in the recap, and I assume Trump will be inaugurated on March 4th.
I'm not giving a date. I'm not sure of that. I'm hoping for March 4th. I'm not banking on that.
My question is, do the alphabet soup agencies go transitional?
No.
Okay.
Most of those will be charged with crimes. I'm going to tell you right now, all the CIA and FBI are going to be history. There isn't probably two people in that FBI, and there's none in the CIA.
So were there any on Trump's side that were playing a role?
Not in the CIA. There was a couple in the FBI that was on Trump's side. Go ahead. As far as the letter agencies, these are my favorites. CIA, FBI, Department of Justice, we all know that they come and go. Barr was an ass. The guy that he put in at the end was amazing. He's going to be in another cabinet position somewhere.
You talking about Miller?
No, people were not on his side. Everybody was like all about Barr for a while there.
Well, you know, I mean, they're good actors, right? They're good actors.
Sure.
Barr actually was a good guy. But what happens is they get threatened. They get threatened that they're going to kill their families. They're going to kill them. And probably some of them would be okay with killing them. They're not okay with you killing your family.
Yeah.
So then they turn. You know, they make that hard choice and turn towards evil instead of fighting for good, right? I mean, it's a hard choice to make, but, you know, so you see where they made that. I mean, Barr actually was a good person.
So what about all these governors with this election fraud? What's going to happen to them?
And attorney
same
generals.
Thing. The
is
same
it,
things,
is it treason?
The same things that's going to happen to the people on the federal level.
Good.
So just to be clear, this is my understanding. So when Trump comes back officially as the president of the republic, there are no more states. He runs everything. And he does that so, A, he can get rid of Antifa because we don't have to wait for governors to invite us in with our military to get rid of Antifa. And, B, we're going to get rid of the COVID BS, right? And we can't do that as long as we have these Democratic people in place, right? We just can't do it. So most of the ones in this state are going down.
Well, they do have an inkling of this.
Well, I'm thinking they all have more than the inklings. So just to be just
doing what they're doing,
but they don't just keep doing what they're doing. They don't just keep doing what they're doing. Their persona has changed, and if you watch carefully, you'll be able to see it. That their persona and their attitude on things change. So here was your first clue. Robert Gordon has been in our health department for a very long time at the
and
state
he
level.
Left.
He was a Democratic operative, but he was on the side of the right thing originally. He's been there for a very long time, right? He was pressured in to following Gretchen Whitmer's BS. Robert Gordon and Gretchen Whitmer were both originally, before the election, offered positions in Biden's cabinet, if you recall, right? So Gretchen Whitmer with some of her little girlfriends and Robert Gordon went to the inauguration, okay? Robert Gordon's the smart one. When he came back, he resigned. He wanted no part of it.
Why?
Save himself.
Why?
Save himself.
Would you want to be involved in that charade of bullshit?
No.
Sorry, but that's what it is.
And then his deputy, one of the deputy directors at 8, Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, Ertel, got put in his place.
Yeah, she's about dumb as bricks, too.
Yep.
But she's a puppet, right? They're looking
right.
for a puppet.
Right.
They're just looking for a puppet for
right.
a minute.
A fall guy.
But they all know they're going down. The Washington, D.C. knows they're going down. You can't work in a spot where you got 40,000 military surrounding you day after day and not know something's not right.
Hugh's funeral took place on the day of the inauguration.
Whose funeral?
Yeah, didn't they have those three cannons going off like a military funeral?
No, that was supposed to be Biden's 21-gun salute.
The three guns.
So just to be clear, a 21-gun salute is 21 shots out of 5 or 7 cannons,
yep.
right? And they're exactly 5 seconds apart.
Yeah.
Okay? So now that you know that, go back and Google the one that happened with Joe Biden.
Well, no, there was only 3 cannons, and they waited.
In a cemetery, and there were 10, 12, 13, never the same amount apart. That's because he wasn't the commander-in-chief.
Okay. And their backs were turned to him.
Yes.
Well, I mean, there's just a lot of things that, you know, the Air Force One didn't pick him up like it has every president in history.
Yeah.
The military turned their backs to him. You all know that if he was the commander in chief, they'd have got court-martialed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just military. They don't care if you like the president or not. You're going to stand at attention and salute him. That's the commander in chief.
Yes.
And if you don't do that, you're going to get court-martialed,
you will
right?
Be in deep duty.
So we had 300... soldiers with their backs to them.
Did nothing.
And did nothing. That tells you that that's not right. He's not, he doesn't, Trump is still flying around in Air Force One. You guys all know that.
I thought he was flying in NAOC.
No,
he's not.
He was in Air Force One the other day.
Okay.
So he's still flying around Air Force One. What does that tell you? He's still the president.
He's
so
the commander
all the military
in chief,
sworn in under the Constitution.
Yes, correct.
So were they the original, through this whole, you know, with this corporation, were they still sworn into the original Constitution? How'd that all work as well?
So they're sworn in under the original Constitution, and they're going to stay there until the tribunal BS is over, right? So they have to stay there because they're trying everybody under the corporation. So then they're good, that those military are going to be sworn in under the new Constitution as well.
What's your best guess when Trump will step in as our?
I'd like to think sometime in March. I'm not going to get. None of us have a specific day. We're all headed towards the 4th of March. I'm not sure that's going to happen. There's a lot of things have to happen. First off, our media has to come down.
Yep.
Some of it's going to come down.
Yeah.
Some of it's going to come down soon. Well, we've arrested all the top dogs. So how long do you think, right? Mm-hmm. So once we get rid of the Chinese Communist Party, our media's total history. So I'm thinking the Chinese Communist Party has to be gone before our military goes completely black, and we start, or our military, our media goes completely black, and we start over. That's my guess. I don't have any proof of that.
Right.
Why did the military end up in the garage then? If they were in the White House taking care of things,
well, because they were in the Capitol building, and the Democrats told them to go to the garage. They didn't have to go to the garage.
Okay.
They didn't have to do that. I mean, but, you know, I mean, it's all a show, right? Right now, everybody's playing a movie. All three movies are playing at one time. Isn't that what they say? So, it's all this huge-ass movie everywhere. Oh, my gosh, you guys. You should have been there. I mean, the whole thing is... It's insanity just to see this.
For a long time.
So this has been in the planning since Donald Trump took office in January of 2017.
Well, before that, right?
Well, they were planning that. They were planning to take down the cabal and to take down with Trump as president. They were planning that. That's why they asked him to run. The rest of the plans as to how it was going to happen were not in place. Those all have been put in place in the last 4 years. Yes.
So you took piggyback and then you started talking about it. Is how, what is